Delaware promotes early education for low-income children by financially rewarding high-quality childcare programs. But now the initiative known as STARS faces financial problems of its own. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
At Babes on the Square Child Care Center in Brandywine 100, 160 little stars spend their days in a nurturing, learning environment. Director Andrea Keating says the goal for the children, ages 6 weeks to 5 years, is to have them ready to thrive in kindergarten.
We are the base. We begin the process of learning, of reading, and without the work that we do, children start school not being prepared.
Educators consider early learning the most critical component to reducing the glaring achievement gap between low-income children and those of means. For example, in third grade English, 37% of Delaware's poor children score proficient, compared with 63% of children who aren't low-income. A similar disparity exists in math, science, social studies, all the way through high school. Those jarring statistics are burned into the mind of Logan Herring, who runs the Kingswood Community Center. The multipurpose complex is next door to Wilmington's impoverished Riverside Housing Project.
If you can't read, that means you're not just struggling in English class, but you can't read your math books, you can't read your science books, you get frustrated. Everything starts in the early learning stages, and we have to be able to address those needs.
To help cut the gap, Delaware pays most or all child care costs for poor parents who are working or going to school, a subsidy that last year cost taxpayers $70.4 million. Centers who take low-income children can also qualify for additional subsidies under a program called Delaware STARS for Early Success. Centers earn from 1 to 5 stars for the quality of their staff, curriculum, and family engagement. Michelle Shavitz, who heads the Delaware Association for the Education of Young Children, says directors have embraced the voluntary 9-year-old STARS program.
This is a center director or an owner saying, I want the best I can possibly give to my staff and the children we serve and the families.
Centers rated 3 or above receive so-called tiered reimbursements of up to $15 a day for every low-income child. The higher the ranking, the higher the subsidy. The state spent $20 million last year on STARS reimbursements. Keating Center serves 55 poor children and has 4 stars.
I get about $12,000 a month from the tiered reimbursement at a star 4. And that money's gone. It goes to pay for, you know, the increased education of staff. It goes to pay for what benefits I can offer to staff. It goes to make sure that we have a high-quality food program.
Keating is now going for a Star 5 rating. That would bring another $4,000 a month. But in September, the state's 500 Star Centers received unsettling news. Under Governor John Carney's shared sacrifice budget, they would not receive additional money by raising their Star level. Center directors had been buoyed by Carney's claim that he planned to, quote, maintain investments in Stars. But in late September, they officially learned in a letter from State Early Childhood Director Kim Krasnowski that Star Centers could not increase their Star level or receive higher payments. Her letter said, quote, there is not enough funding to expand Stars and tiered reimbursement in the 2018 fiscal year. Shavitz says state officials had assured them funding was going to be sustained, not frozen.
From the government perspective, you know, when they shared that information, they said, you know, there's a lot of different organizations that have been cut completely, but when you're a person losing $50,000 a year, then that word sustained means nothing to you, not for all the work that you've done.
Krasnowski tells WHYY that despite the freeze, the state remains committed to STAR centers. The state did relent somewhat and allow centers to pursue and earn higher ratings, albeit without getting additional money if they do move up in rank.
Although we've had a very tough budget year, we'd still been able to recognize programs and still provide them with their current tiered reimbursement levels.
Child care centers are now preparing to lobby state officials and lawmakers to unfreeze the payments for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. Krasnowski, a Carney appointee, says she is on their side.
So I'm hoping that next year we will be in a situation where growth can happen for STAR programs and that the investment can continue. Some will have to say, without tiered reimbursement, higher level tiered reimbursement, I just can't offer the same services to these children and families. And then that impacts our community. It impacts children coming into kindergarten. It impacts third grading reading levels.
But even without the financial bonus, Keating and other directors pledged to continue the hard work of teaching the littlest learners, especially the neediest.
Look at this. What shape is it?
They will run our economy someday. You know, they don't have to go to jail. They don't have to have services in high school because they're not prepared. Their health will be better because they've been taught how to take care of themselves. What we do right now changes the entire outlook of our state.
They're hoping the current freeze won't last too long. Some say they might have to stop taking poor children or even have no choice but to shut their doors. Chris Barish, WHYY News.